Didn't break. Okay, sorry. Thank you, Mr. President. First, I would like to express our deepest sympathies with the victims and their families of the deadly terrorist attacks in Moscow last week. Germany condemns terrorism in all its forms. Mr. President, Germany profoundly recognizes the urgency surrounding the imperative need for nuclear disarmament. Germany has always been engaged to put nuclear disarmament high on our agenda, and we continue doing so with our engagement in the Stockholm Initiative. The implementation of existing NPT commitments, in particular as contained in the 2010 Action Plan, being the starting point, the Stockholm Initiative, with its Stepping Stones paper presented to the NPT REFCON in 2020, presented a comprehensive framework charting the course towards nuclear disarmament. These stepping stones, each essential and interconnected, can serve as the building blocks upon which our collective efforts should be anchored. Germany, together with its partners in the initiative, is actually working on further developing our approach in the light of the outcomes of the first NPT PrepCom last year. Today, let me highlight just five elements. First, transparency and confidence-building measures. Openness and transparency are the cornerstones upon which trust among nations is built. Through enhanced communication and the sharing of pertinent information regarding nuclear arsenals, doctrines, and disarmament efforts, we can mitigate the risks of misperception and miscalculation, thereby fostering an environment conducive to progress. Second, reducing the role of nuclear weapons in security doctrines. We must collectively embrace a paradigm shift. By fostering a climate of restraint and diminishing reliance on these instruments of mass destruction, we can lay the groundwork for meaningful disarmament negotiations. Third, negotiations of verifiable arms control agreements. Progress towards nuclear disarmament demands tangible and verifiable measures. Negotiating arms control agreements with robust verification mechanisms is imperative. Fourth, establishment of legally binding instruments. A pivotal aspect of the disarmament process is the creation of legally binding instruments, one of them being an instrument that unequivocally prohibits the production of fissile material. Only through such categorical bans can we reinforce the international norm against nuclear proliferation and use, thereby safeguarding global security. Fifth, engaging all relevant stakeholders. Multilateralism lies at the heart of our disarmament efforts. Collaboration amongst states, international organizations, civil society, and other stakeholders is indispensable for addressing the multifaceted challenges posed by nuclear weapons comprehensively. Mr. President, Germany reiterates its unwavering commitment to advancing nuclear disarmament in accordance with the principles outlined in the Stockholm Initiative by embracing the defined stepping stones and forging ahead with determination and resolve. We can translate our shared vision of a world free from nuclear weapons. It goes without saying that the fact that Russia, a nuclear weapon state, started a war of aggression against Ukraine under the umbrella of its nuclear weapons, threatening repeatedly with their possible use, runs counter to this vision. I reject categorically the narrative presented by the delegate of the Russian Federation during our session last Thursday. The facts speak another language. It is Russia who started the war against its neighbor. It is Russia not respecting international recognized borders. It is Russia violating the UN Charter, and it's Russia bombing Ukrainian territory and Ukrainian cities, killing innocent civilians. Mr. President, under the given circumstances, we have to redouble our efforts and we have to do our utmost to reduce the risk going along with this development. Risk reduction is not and will never be a substitute to nuclear disarmament, but it is an imperative in our times and a preliminary step for a world free of nuclear weapons. Thank you, Mr. President.